Well, when we were chanting this, I just thought we should know what we're chanting. Does anyone know? Does everyone know?
Well, we've read them, but we want to hear from you.
Okay, Sri Saraswati Arti.
Page 69.
Composed by Srila Bhakti Rakhat Shiradev Goswami Maharaj. All glories, Jaya Re, Jaya Re, Jaya Gora Saraswati, Bhakati Vinod Naya, Karuna Murati. All glories, to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is intimately connected with Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and is an embodiment of Sri Gauranga's mercy. So intimately connected with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur means he accepted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his guru. And saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a non-different from Srimati Radharani. You manifested devotional service. Prakashile Gora Seva Bhuvana Mangal Bhakti Siddhanta Shuddha Pragyana Ujval. You manifested devotional service to Lord Gauranga, which is beneficial to the whole universe. Your pure devotional conclusions are effulgent with absolute knowledge. Radha Sham Ekatanu Dakshe Gora Rai Bame Radha Madhye Svayam Shama Gopajai. All glories to Sri Radha and Shama Krishna, who are combined in the one body of Sri Gauranga, who is on the right side. Glories to Srimati Radharani, who is on the left side. And glories to him who is in the middle and who is none other than the supreme cowherd boy, Sri Sama Sundara. Vrajarasa Nava Bhave Nabadvipa Raje Udare Madhura Raga Abhinava Saje. The mellow of Vraja, Vrindavan, is present in Navadvipa in a new mood. When this sweet, loving sentiment is mixed with magnanimity, then it shows itself as uniquely beautiful. Madhurya Kaivalya Raga Rajara Nirajasa Prapti Prakashas Prapti Parakashta Tahe Goranga Vilasa. Madhura Rasa, conjugal love, is the essence of Braja Dham, and the pastimes of Mahaprabhu take it to its highest perfection. So the mellow of Braja Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is present in Navadvipa in a new mood. That means present in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is that personification of the mellow of Braja Dham. When this sweet, loving sentiment is mixed with magnanimity, when that sentiments of Braja are mixed with magnanimity, that manifest combines in the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and manifest in his Navadvip Leela, pastimes in Navadvip. Madhura Rasa is the essence of Brajadham, and the pastimes of Mahaprabhu take it to its highest perfection. So within Madhura Rasa, all the other rasas are absorbed within Madhura Rasa. So the essence, Madhura Rasa, is the essence of Brajadham. Then everything that is present in Brajadham is also present in Madhura Rasa. So whether the mellow of servitorship or friendship, parental love, etc. All of these mellows are present. Actually, they are extensions. They are coming out of Madhura Rasa, and they are within Madhura Rasa. So Madhura Rasa, Madhura Rasa is the essence of Brajadham. Essence, if you want to extract the essence of something, it means you get the most vital part of the substance. Whatever that thing is, the essence is the most vital, most substantial part of that. And the most vital, substantial part of Vraja, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is Madhura Rasa. So within Madhura Rasa, that means within Madhura Rasa you can find everything. And that Madhura Rasa expresses itself, manifests in Sri Navadvip as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that Madhura Rasa, which is generally found only in Goloka Vrindavan, is also found in Navadvip due to the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it is fully expressed within him. Earnestly accepting Sri Radha's mood and beauty, he has taken his place on the right to show his glorious position. Radha Bhava Kanti Angikari Balo Mate Dakin Asan Rasa Garima Dekate. Radha Rasa Troyo Svada Rahasya Proyas Niraki Prafula Radha Mukhe Mandahas. Seeing Krishna's mischievous desire to understand the glory of her love, Krishna's wonderful sweetness that only she can relish through her transcendental qualities, and the happiness she feels from Krishna's sweet love for her, Radharani is fully pleased, and there is a subdued smile on her face. Seeing Krishna's mischievous desire to understand the glory of her love. Krishna's wonderful sweetness that only she can relish through her transcendental qualities. So what is concealed within the heart, something intimate, something personal. Krishna, what is concealed within the heart of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, he has a desire to understand the glories of that thing, her love for Sri Krishna. So I was trying to understand this. Seeing Krishna's mischievous desire to understand the glory of her love. So one way this could be taken to, it is mischievous to delve into the heart of another, to try and find, uncover what is hidden within the heart of someone else, right? So Srimati Radharani, her love for Krishna is so deep and of such wondrous and glorious nature that who has right to understand that but her? That's her property. But Krishna wants to take that and understand what is her property, and he wants to enjoy that himself. He wants to understand that himself. So that means there's a certain amount of mischievousness there. What is hers to enjoy, I want to enjoy that. Right? Type of mischievousness. Krishna's wonderful sweetness that only she can relish. She's the only one who has the right to relish that. But Krishna, he wants to taste that. Krishna's wonderful sweetness that only she can relish through her transcendental qualities. So there's another hint. How is it that she can relish it? Through her transcendental qualities. Not Krishna's transcendental qualities. Radharani's transcendental qualities. So that means, again, he has to take something from her, right? She has the quality to enjoy his sweetness. But he wants to enjoy his sweetness. He can only do that through her. So he has to take something from her in order to do that. Seeing Krishna's mischievous desire to understand the glory of her love, Krishna's wonderful sweetness that only she can relish through her transcendental qualities, and the happiness she feels from Krishna's sweet love for her, Radharani is very pleased, and there is a subdued smile on her face. So she understands Krishna's desire, and she's smiling to see that. She understands what he wants, and she's happy that he wants that, and she's accepting also. So she's smiling. Oh, I know what you want. You want something that you should not have, but I know you'll get it. And she's happy with that proposition, so she's smiling. Madhye rahi vangshi rave goshe vangshi dhara radhara sampade ami goranga sundara. In the middle, Vangshidhari, the flute player, is playing his flute, thinking that only by the wealth of Radharani do I become Gauranga Sundar. So Mahaprabhu on the right side, Srimati Radharani on the left, in the middle, how is he described? Vangshidhari. So Vangshidhari in the middle. So Mahaprabhu is looking past Vangshidhari to Radharani, And with the idea that he's going to taste this transcendental sweetness that Radharani has, the love, that she is experiencing with Sri Krishna, Vamsidhari. Mahaprabhu is looking past Vamsidhari with the idea that I'm going to get what even he doesn't have. He doesn't have the ability to capture and understand this love of Srimati Radharani for himself, but I'm going to get that. So, seeing that mischievous smile on Krishna's face, the desire to understand the glory of her love. So, in the middle, Vamsidhara is playing his flute, thinking that only by the wealth of Radharani do I become Gauranga Sundar. I can't become Gauranga without her assistance, without her acceptance and her assistance. Madha Bhishta Rupa Radhara Ridoya Mandire Gauranga Bhajile Shushtu Spurti Payatare. My most cherished form is revealed in the temple of Radharani's heart. And that highest manifestation of myself can be attained only by worshipping Gauranga. So Krishna is speaking, Vamsidhari is speaking. My most cherished form is revealed in the temple of Radharani's heart. And that highest manifestation of myself can be attained only by worshipping Gauranga. He will have to worship Gauranga in order to understand that. Nariya Prakashe Mahaprabhu Gora Nidhi Patita Pavan Devi Milaila Vidhi. By the Lord's divine arrangement, the Supreme Savior of the fallen souls appeared in Nadia as the most beloved Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So out of this thinking, this transcendental transaction that was being discussed here, through that, the Lord's divine arrangement, the Savior of the fallen souls, appeared in Nadia. So this is what is the cause of Mahaprabhu's advent, his appearance within Nadia. That's the thinking that was going on just before this is the cause of that. What manifested through these desires of Sri Krishna, that is the cause. And the acceptance of Srimati Radharani. Krishna's desire, Radharani's acceptance, Mahaprabhu's appearance in Navadvip. E Rupa Arati Brahma Shambhu Agochara Gora Bhakta Kripa Patra Matra Siddhi Sar. This type of divine worship of Mahaprabhu is beyond the vision of even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Only by receiving the mercy of a devotee of Lord Gauranga can one attain such perfection. This type of divine worship of Mahaprabhu is beyond the vision of even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Now, who's having the vision of this divine worship? This type of divine worship is possible by who? It's beyond the vision of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Who is it possible? Who can worship Mahaprabhu in the way that's been described? This type of divine worship of Mahaprabhu is beyond the vision of even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. who can have the vision? Vamsidhari. Vamsidhari is seeing by the worship of Mahaprabhu, he can have the divine vision of the glories that Radharani is holding in her heart for him. Only by receiving the mercy of a devotee of Lord Gauranga can one attain such perfection. Sri Swarup Ramananda Rupa Sanatan Sri Raghu Jivadi Kripaya Dekhi Bhakta Jan. Only by the mercy of Sri Swarup Damodar, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Raghunath, Sri Jiva and their associates do the devotees attain that vision. Jai Guru Gora Radha Govinda Sundara, Jaya Dao Bhakta Vrinda Nitya Nirantara. All glories to Sri Guru, Gauranga, Radha, Govinda Sundar. O devotees, always sing their eternal glories. So did we know this is what we were singing? I didn't. So many beautiful things, huh? So this is what is there. For those who chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then they will get the vision of things like this. So this is Srila Sridhar Maharaj explaining the glories of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Sri Saraswata Arti. Why? Because Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Shuddha Pragya Ujval, you manifested devotional service to Lord Gauranga, which is beneficial to the whole universe. Your pure devotional conclusions are effulgent with absolute knowledge. So Saraswati Thakur brought all these things for our upliftment, our salvation, our transcendental worship, and ultimately our transcendental enjoyment. So what religion is saying these things besides us? Answer? None.
It kind of fits nicely with the discussion that you were having with Radha Chandra's mother.
Uh-huh. How?
You were making the point that the name of God, where he lives,
right.
His friends, these are very basic questions we were going through earlier, but now, light years from that discussion, we now are approaching something like
Yeah, and only by the mercy of Saraswati Thakur. By his mercy, we're in the line of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj is explaining, this is what you get in that line. You can understand, you can get some glimpse and understanding. Ultimately, you will be able to grasp, this will manifest within your heart also. What Srila Sridhar Maharaj is seeing, describing, will manifest in our hearts. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, when I asked what is the meaning of the name you have given me for sannyas, he explained that name, and part of the explanation, he said that you will live in Govardhan and serve Sri Radha Govinda, and they will come and live in your heart also. So that's our ambition, that is our desire, our function, our practicing, what our practicing life is about. And each day of our practicing life, we come closer to that, attaining that position, the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. Gurudev staying there in Radha Kund, and we will stay in Govardhan, and he will call us, his servitors. We will go with him to serve the divine couple in their divine pastimes. But even long before that, at least we're hearing what those some of those pastimes are. So does Krishna have a sense of humor? Oh yes, he does. What is Radharani is saying? Seeing Krishna's mischievous desire. Is Krishna mischievous? Yes, he is. So, who can answer those questions? Is God mischievous? Yes, he is. But not from some anecdote, from our own, you know, speculation about something that's happened in our life. God must be mischievous because I expected something to turn out this way, but it turned out a different way. But is God really very interested in that, do you think? This is what God, you know, this is what God is doing, and we're thinking that, you know, oh, I turned left instead of right. Oh, he must be having fun with me. I missed my turn. Oh, just see. No, this is what he's doing. His mind is not here. Brahma, he has other people to look after that. His people, right? His people. Brahma, Shiva, etc. Varuna, Indra. Huh?
The system. He has a system.
Right. Durga. Mostly Durga, Maya Devi. So anyway, such a treasure. Each song is its own treasure. And very wonderful. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhagavan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.